Good day, and welcome to Sea to Ski with Sarah and T, putting the P in professionally managed vacation rentals. This is the Vacation Rental Management Professionals Podcast, coming to you from the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
And from the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. I'm Sarah Bradford from Winter Park and Steamboat Springs.
And I'm Tim Cafferty from the Outer Banks of North Carolina and Sandbridge, Virginia. Together, we bring you the first podcast focused solely on professionally managed vacation rentals across the nation, or as we like to call it, Sea to Ski
with Sarah and T.
In the next 30 minutes, we hope you'll join us on our journey as we dive into issues affecting folks like us, the professional vacation rental manager, allowing you to run your business more effectively, make more money, and most importantly, have fun doing it. And we're back and better than ever. And Sarah, was that not the best close of a podcast ever? Come on, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Come on, you had to have loved that, right?
I mean, we are really getting deep into Broadway here.
And you're still going to see Hamilton soon, right?
Yeah, I can't get enough of Hamilton. I told my staff yesterday that obsessed is not an overstatement for how I am acting around the soundtrack right now. I love it.
Terrific. All right, so we are back, and we're back in our interview mode this time. Last podcast, we talked about the refund wars and what you need to do to be prepared for that. And this time around, we're talking to an old friend. Well, a friend we've known for a long time. Sorry, Doug, I didn't mean to call you old, but we've known each other for quite a while.
Watch that intro. Well, hello, everybody, and greetings from Florida. We got Florida in the house, Carolina in the house, Colorado in the house, so let's do this.
And Doug, we are so happy to have you. I barely know you, but I've seen you present, so I kind of know you better than you know me. Gotten a lot of tidbits over the years from your presentations, and we're excited to share those with our listening audience today. So thanks for being here. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Well, I guess my 30-second commercial, I've been in the hospitality training space. It's actually my 30th year. I always like to say I started very young. I've been doing training worldwide in sales, hospitality, and guest service, and in vacation rental space since 1996. So we do training, mystery shopping, and related services.
And you also do a lot of hotel-oriented stuff, but it works as well at vacation rentals. Is that not true?
It is. I would say about 30, 40% of my business these days is vacation rental because it's a very personal experience. We do a lot with hotels, especially resorts.
And so one of the reasons we have you on, of course, is the VRMA conference in Las Vegas is imminent. And of course, you're presenting again this year and you have some great content for us. But what I wanted to start with is, again, I think you go back to the late 90s for VRMA. And we talk about how things have changed, but really there's a lot of things that haven't changed in the business, particularly in the area that you focus on. Give us an overview about what you think is maybe not changed so much over the years.
Absolutely. You know, I walked into the VRMA conference. I have to be honest, I was referred there as a speaker. I really didn't know what a vacation rental was. I walked in 1996. I still remember it was the Buena Vista Palace. I live in Fort Lauderdale, so I just went up for the day. I did a breakout session. And my room was an overflow crowd. I remember selling cassette tapes at that time. I sold every tape. People were handing me money. And it was just wonderful to see the reception because I really think vacation rental, the at least especially the VRMA participants, you know, really understand the importance of the guest experience. So we introduced the concept of we're not in the unit rental business. I still have people today at vacation rental clients that accidentally say the word unit and become horribly turning red and ashamed.
Yeah. You don't want to call it a unit in front of Doug.
Yeah. So I make you give me $10 if you ever say it. But that was the reception. And I was very excited about that. Also from the sales side, there's so many different accommodation types. My resort clients complain that it's standard, superior, deluxe, luxury, and it's very hard to explain. And you have 100 rental properties, you have 100 room types. Back to your question, though, what hasn't changed is that the smart companies understand it's still a vacation business that's all about the guest. What has changed? Well, I guess you're going to ask me that, but a lot of people don't believe that, and they think they're in the unit distribution business. I won't even say rental because it's moved so much to online distribution of rental units.
Wow. Sarah, I think Doug just surmised the first 29 podcast we did right there, huh?
Yeah, you said I was going to love this guy, and I have to tell you, we have never on this podcast talked about the word unit and how much I despise that word. And the fact you brought that up, maybe I learned it from you long ago and forgot, but when anyone says unit in our office, I cringe. They all know we never say that word because it really also diminishes what we do. And to you, you're also your quote of 100 rental properties, 100 room types could not be more true. And I think everyone needs to embrace that versus saying we're selling hotel rooms.
Oh, absolutely. You want to book a unit? What is the guest picture when they hear unit? You want to stay in my unit? You know, prison cell, military barrack. Not exactly what we're selling.
No. So that's the big takeaway. And let's just keep coming back to that. Everyone out there in podcast land, please stop saying unit. So on that, tell us a little more about this tech versus touch, which Toby talked about a couple podcasts ago. What do you think people are they focusing too much on tech? And talk about how you think we should be approaching the tech versus touch.
Well, that's a great question. And yeah, Toby actually has used, I've done some private customized webinars for him. Normally I have a team that does webinars for me, but I presented it for him. There's so much tech when you walk down the halls of the trade shows, VRMA or elsewhere. And there's so many vendors. And I am not the anti-tech guy. I love tech. I'm a huge proponent of it. I adopt fairly early. But if you obsess too much on tech, you forget about the guest. It becomes overwhelming to try to keep up on the latest tech. So we really have to embrace the interplay of tech and humans. One example I like to ask, and I'll ask both of you, have you ever sat down and looked at how many hours you spend on your website with your web developer, copywriter, versus how much time you spend talking to your reservation agents? Did you ever ask yourself that question?
I don't think I'd like the answer.
I wouldn't either. Yeah, scoring calls and listening to people on the phone was life-changing for me. I've gotten a little out of that world, but you cannot be more on spot with that, because when you do start looking at what your folks are saying to people, listening to it, looking at how they're writing to them, that is an eye opener.
Well, it is. And Tim, with all due respect to you, because I know you're paying attention, because hey, you were on a webinar earlier this week with me.
Yes.
You know, with your agents.
Yes, I was.
But, you know, most of us, if we look in the mirror in the vacation rental business, we're highly obsessed with web, and we forget that those people online that look online call. There's not an online guest, prospective guest. There's not an online customer and a voice customer. It's the same customer. You know, I always challenge people, take some of those online bookings that come through, look up by phone number in your telephone history of, let's say, your phone system or whatever you're using, that you can search phone numbers that have called you and see how many times they call. Not only do they call, but they call multiple times. So the interplay there. So that's just one very basic one, is pay attention to voice. I cannot tell you, in the mystery shopping business, we offer a lot of times, once a year or so, a free sample mystery shop for vacation rentals. And I get a lot of takers every year. And the vast majority are shocked when they hear the results, because people are just saying, hey, what are your dates? How many people? How many bedrooms? Okay, got a pen? Here's what I got. There's seven properties. Some of them say units.
And they
either give the list by phone or they say, what's your email address? I'll send it to you.
Ooh.
And that's the end of it. So if that's all reservation agents do, I tell them all the time, your jobs will be replaced by three women that want your job: Siri, Cortana, and Alexa.
And so if you're giving them the elevator speech, let's say you're in the elevator, a long elevator, with a reservationist, and you want to say, but if you do this, you won't be replaced by Cortana. What are your quick tidbits there? And, you know, we've worked on the non-negotiables with Navis and all that kind of stuff. But what do you say to them? But instead, you need to be what?
Very easy. Actually, that could be a short elevator ride, Sarah. Probably an elevator of about five floors, because there's two things you got to do. You got to ask questions. That's what's different about mystery shopping these days. A lot of companies have not updated their criteria that they're using now for scoring calls. And so the most important thing is questions. The most important question is when you click enter to search, after you have the dates and the bedrooms and all the other details you need, what amenities they want, do they want a hot tub or this or that, and you click enter. You come off that keyboard for a minute, you focus on the call, and you say, hey, as I'm checking those rates and as I'm checking the availability, what questions can I answer for you? So that's the first thing. And secondly, when they have a question, or if they don't, they're going to probably later, they're going to have a question. Some of them are shocked and they're like, well, no, I'm good. But later in the call, they say, you know, I do have a question. When you give information, the second point, tell a story. Don't say it's 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath with the balcony, with the view, with the fully equipped kitchen and a game room. Again, you sound like a robot. So instead, we have to tell the story of their vacation happening in this space. So ask questions and tell a story. Ding. There goes the doors to the elevator. We're done.
This is about the time that Sarah's phone usually goes off with a ding, too, and it's a great idea.
I better mute mine, too.
I fixed that problem. Okay. And I also want to say that was a really slow elevator.
Well, it was
12 stories or 20.
Well, it certainly is what we call a pullover moment on our podcast, because a lot of folks are in their cars as they're driving and listening to us, and we don't want them to have an accident while they're taking notes. So we tell them to pull over and write this down. And so you just gave us one. But it goes back to something you've talked about since day one, Doug, and that's establishing rapport with the person.
Yes.
It's incumbent on a great experience.
Yeah, and by the way, those of you who are driving, don't worry, don't crash, don't even pull over. Go on YouTube, put in Kennedy Training Network, and I have some video segments. They're a couple years old now, but unmasking the story behind the call and then describing what you're selling. But yeah, rapport. It's like saying, Tim, I always joke around, try to make it fun. I call it enter training, by the way. Like, you got to be entertaining to train. So enter training is you want to say to that caller, who are you and why are you calling me? Essentially, that's building rapport. What is it that they didn't see online? And Sarah, back to your point, with all the tech out there, we have multiple photos. We have a lot of times the 360-degree imaging. We have 3D floor plan. And yet they still call and they still say, what's it like? What's it like? What's this one like? So you got to figure out, what did they not see? And then you got to tell the story.
That's great. I think that's the most important thing to do on the call for sure. After you do that, so let's say you bonded with me and I'm feeling like, you know, Doug really cares about me and he knows what I want. But when you look at your properties, you truly have 3 options that could all make me happy. Do you believe the reservation agent should then go for it and recommend one?
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad you asked that, because I was wanting to talk about recommendations. Now, I remember probably, Tim Cafferty, you were the one that raised your hand in 1996, because I know you are outspoken in that conference. And someone corrected me. Be careful, Doug. We can't recommend in the vacation rental business because it might be the owner. And you know what? That's probably our luck, right? If we recommend a property, there's the owner of that of the property next door, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can't play favorites. However, we got to help that guest, because there's so many choices today. Another great search on YouTube is the choice overload problem. And there's a wonderful TED Talk from a lady, Sheena Lyongar, that has made a career of studying this. She's a professor at Columbia. And so we have to recommend and suggest, because they're overwhelmed with choices. Now, we can't recommend property A over property B, but most rental companies have solved that problem. Their systems search up and rotate the properties. So we're going to provide several options, generally a higher priced, like a top tier. Let's call it 5 seashells for Tim, and let's say 5 oak leaves. And so a three seashell and a one seashell. So you're going to get high, medium, and low. Recommend them all. Just say, all right, Sarah, so now that I've checked availability, you know, there's 3 great options I can recommend for you and during your stay. Now, if you want the best, and it sounds like this is an important vacation we just discussed, right, Sarah?
Yeah, I've told you, money's no object. Why would you even tell me about
it? I definitely suggest this would be a wonderful option. Blah, 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 blah. And then I give you the price, and then you, the caller, say, well, actually, you know what? Money is an object. So then you say, but we had this other one, the 3 seashell, 3 oak leaf one. And, you know, it's still a great value. You'll still have blah, blah, blah. And then if you're really looking for the best deal, this would be a good option. If you want a nice, comfortable accommodation, it is a little bit of a walk to the ski lift or the hiking trail or to the beach, but has a great location and it's a great value. And they're all great choices. So recommending, suggesting, and endorsing in our conversations helps. And then the other thing is, you know, a lot of people, they already have a property in mind, but they're unsure. So you just sell them what they already want to buy.
Yeah.
And just say, you know what, that sounds like a great choice. Assuming it is a great choice. They want the best and their mother-in-law is picky and their sister-in-law is very particular. And they're looking at the one seashell, one leaf rated property. You want to be honest. But sometimes people just need that nudge. Yeah, so recommend, suggest, endorse, absolutely.
Recommend, suggest, endorse. So on that, Tim, I'd love to know your opinion. I don't know if we've really talked about this, and maybe you were the guy interrupting him, but
I absolutely was. I was that guy. Yes.
We do recommend, and we're not shy about it. And I actually tell owners when they sign on, you could mystery shop us, and we recommend a different property because people want to be led, and it will make all of us rise, all ships rise when you recommend. We are not afraid at all to say, you know what? I really like Basecamp 462 over the other one. I was there recently. They just got all the new furniture. I'm going to say that one. And I think it's miraculous how much people want to get out their credit card when you say that. So avoiding it, I don't know. What do you think, Tim?
Well, I am a disciple of Mr. Kennedy, and I have aged well over the years. I no longer raise my hand in that way. One of the tricks, not really a trick, it is heartfelt, is if you have indeed established that rapport, Sarah, Doug, as you talked about, and you are asking those questions, you know more about the person, and then you can comfortably say, well, based on what you told me, Mr. Kennedy,
there you go.
This sounds like a good choice.
Yeah, and make it needs-based, and then you're basing it on their needs. I always say in the hotel business, the Motel 6 to somebody is a Ritz-Carlton.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so we're going to eventually recommend them all, Sarah, like you said, but that's what people want. They want to be led. Whatever you buy today, it's overwhelming. You go to CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, whatever chains you have. You go to buy toothpaste, there's 15 different kinds for one brand. 5 brands, 15 different kinds per brand. You got 50 choices. All you want is toothpaste. And you stand there thinking, oh, geez. So people need to be, love to be led. And that's why you actually hear agents saying, yeah, they ask me all the time. A lot of them say, oh, you know, here's what they say. Well, actually, you know, we're not like a hotel and every unit is different. Have you been online yet? Because we have this awesome website. Go to www and check out the pictures and call me back because we're not allowed to recommend. And I'm being facetious, but that's really the conversation that goes down.
Not really.
A lot. That's a great segue to my other question. And then Tim, I'll actually let you talk. With the tech versus touch, one thing we struggle with is they do call, and it's surprising how much they call, and then they book online. And I do recommend you look at your phone logs, like you just said, Doug. How do you handle, and how do you think we as vacation rental company owners should handle the dilemma of a certain percentage, and sometimes large percentage, of online bookers, okay, the people that do end up at 10 o'clock at night after they talk to their husband, just book it online. They did talk to Jenny in reservations for an hour and a half the day before. How do you compensate? How do you make that okay for the reservation agent to know there's a high chance they won't actually enter the credit card?
Great question. So number one, the first thing I do is find out what the client is doing because we don't want to rock the boat. First of all, if they are following up by email, depending on your reservation system, you may be able to send a link that if they book it on. So the person that isn't ready to book, so Sarah, before I let you go, since you don't want to book with me, let me shoot over a quick email. What's your email address, Sarah? And I get your email address. And I don't say, do you want me to send you an email, Sarah? And you're going to be like, no, I don't want no email. So I send you an email. And a lot of times if they book through that link, it'll credit the agent. So that's good. Now, if that's not the case, here's my thoughts. If the client, my client, such as either of you, could be, if they say, well, we don't want to pay for web bookings, then I tell the agents, look, Jenny, that person did book online after talking to you, but don't we get that person that looked online and they just have one quick question and you're able to then book it for them. So you, the website did you a favor and got you an easy booking, even though the website took away one of your bookings. Okay, so that's how you make it not seem too painful for Jenny. But the reality is this, if you do what I said and go and look up in your phone system, the phone numbers of people booking, you'll see the interplay. And then we understand people don't just go and book online without calling. And so we do our incentives, as at least one incentive for team based on total revenue, not just voice. Now, exception might be if you're heavy condo and you're standardized, if you're more of a condo hotel where all the condos are in one development and they're all the same and you do get a lot of people that just book online, that's very different than in Outer Banks when you're talking about mostly a home that is more complicated, more bedrooms. Pretty much most of those people are going to call. So if you do have that interplay, I recommend looking at an incentive based on total revenue, including web.
Doug, yeah. What I'm hearing is, and what I've experienced with you is that you need to work to stand out, to set yourself apart in the industry. And one of the tricks, I know that I say trick, it's actually a skill, where you have had actually people call their competitors and see what level of service there is in the marketplace. And it's just like a revelation. If indeed you have the buy-in of the company and the buy-in of the people who are in the reservation sales team, and they go, wow, I can do so much better than that. But all you need is just that little bit to stand out.
Absolutely. And that's an activity. My mentor, Howard Fartag, who's 90 this year, still doing sales training, told me that trick when I started out in 1989. And to this day, it's very impactful. So have your people call not only the competitors, because they'll get very brutal in picking them apart.
Yes.
And that's usually the part of the class where I whip out the mystery shopping results and say, okay, well, actually, we called here. And another twist, Tim, is to have them call other places where they don't know what it's like. They don't know the area. And they're actually trying to plan a vacation somewhere else and relying upon that person they're speaking with.
I called Tim. If you listen to a prior podcast, you'll hear that we mystery shopped each other.
Yeah.
And it was eye-opening to me because I don't know the Outer Banks. And so I am going in with that empty head of like, I don't even know where I want to be. I don't understand the area. It's crucial for the reservation agent to understand what it feels like not to know, because they know Winter Park and Steamboat in our world. They're like, you know, you could be downtown or you could be at the resort. What's that even mean? And if they feel it as a guest, it changes how they speak to guests.
Well, you know, it's really giving a sense of place, helping them get a sense of place, because they will say funny things like, yeah, downtown. When you say downtown Winter Park, I'm thinking downtown. I thought this was a mountain resort town. For them, it's downtown. Some people are picturing downtown Denver.
I never even thought of that. That's so true.
So you've been hearing the voice of Doug Kennedy from the Kennedy Training Network, and you can hear more of him. Just a few days from now, it seems like, we're going to be in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand, which, Doug, I know holds a special place for you. And you're going to be given three sessions at the VRMA conference. But the one that I'm really excited about is the one you're talking about, the fork in the road, and which path as a vacation rental company and owner are you going to take with your company? Tell us about what's in store for the folks who come to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that topic in particular. And we are at a fork in the road. A lot of people are following kind of like lemmings down the road to full automation, looking at tech only as a way to automate, replace labor costs. But the other path is using tech to connect with people. And tech is a wonderful way. So examples, rather than saying, go to our website and check it out, or what's kind of funny, you hear people coaching them, go to our website. You see there on the left? No, not there. It's a link. You see it? You see it? Mm-hmm. Instead of that, do a screen share. Use join.me. It's free. Secondly, video email. It's a wonderful way to send a personal message. Hey, it's Doug from Outer Banks Blue. Just following up. We'd love to host you. Or pre-arrival. So you don't have traditional registration and you're doing keyless or remote entry. They don't even know who you are. So what do? Are we going to send a text that says, welcome, welcome to your vacation home? Okay, great. But are we also, why not give a phone call or a video email? So all these different ways, those are just a few, Tim, of using high tech to the max, but using it for human connections and to enhance those relationships.
Before we go to rapid fire, if you don't go to VRMA, if you can't get to Vegas, I did want to mention that all of the YouTube videos of Doug and also the one he mentioned of the TED Talk, we'll put all those on Facebook for everybody to watch when the podcast goes live.
All right, so Doug, we warned you in advance. We have this little inane game that we play where we ask you off-the-wall questions, and you can answer in just a word or two, or you can be a little more expressive if you like. It's called Rapid Fire. Are you ready?
Oh, boy. I'm rapidly ready.
Okay. Well, my first question you already answered, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Your first VRMA conference, where was it and how many people were there?
1996, Buena Vista Palace, Orlando, about 200.
You're right.
And by the way, there's not usually right or wrong answers, so here we go.
That's because they're raising his hand.
In 10 words or less, what's the best greeting for a reservation agent to use when they answer the phone?
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling Brand X Vacation Rentals. This is Douglas. How can I assist you today?
Okay, Doug, the most common problem you see with vacation rental companies today?
They're in the unit rental business.
Doug, are you more of a morning person or a night person?
For work, definitely the morning. Get in, get it done, get on with your day.
You travel a lot. I mean, a lot. So you do take time off, I know. Tell me about the most enjoyable vacation you had.
Hawaii always wins my heart. I love going to Europe in the history, but definitely Hawaii. I have to say, since my wife will probably hear this, my honeymoon in Hawaii in particular.
What would you tell your 25-year-old self?
Save a lot more money and don't spend it all.
I think this answer maybe has its roots back to the Kennedy Craft Shop. What's the best advice you ever got, Doug?
Well, yeah, Tim, you're talking about growing up from age 9 to 20. I worked for my mom at Kennedy Crafts. I talk about it in my book. It's definitely, remember, at the end of the day, it's all about the people. We're in a people business. Today, same as then, it's a people business.
You get up on stage a lot. What was your most embarrassing moment when you've been on stage public speaking?
I guess it would be the time my computer crashed and I had to restart. And ever since then, I print out my note, my PowerPoint deck, so I can keep talking.
Okay, how about a talent or skill that you do not possess that you wish you did?
I would love to speak another language, particularly habla español.
You've written a lot of books. If you had a year right now to do nothing but write a book, what would you write?
I would like to write a book about the true story of being an entrepreneur and what's really involved. It would probably talk a lot of people out of being an entrepreneur, by the way.
That's a good one.
How about what are you reading now?
Right now, I'm reading Hemingway, For Whom the Bell Tolls.
My last question for you is, you've dealt with a lot of reservation agents over the years, a lot of people in customer service, good and bad. Who's the best reservation agent? You don't have to name them, but why were they the best? What did they do that just blew you away? Like, this is exactly how you should do it.
All right, you're going to think it's patronage. I think Sarah Moss, that works for Tim, she understands the heart of hospitality like nobody else. And she's been, actually, she's a personal friend now too. So she's good, man.
She's the best.
And what does she do that's so different?
She finds out the story behind the guest, and she sells the experience. She cares.
Boy, she's going to be floating around the office. Thanks for swelling
well,
her
true.
Head. So
it's true.
Yes, I know it is. So tell me about this Big Blue Nation. What is it?
You mean the real true color blue? Tim and I, we do have a little rivalry going on. I make sure to Facebook instant message him every time my Kentucky Wildcats play those North Carolina blue Tar Heels. And for the most part, it's been fun on my end, but maybe not so much last year.
Yeah, we've had a few good victories. So tell me about your favorite all-time University of Kentucky basketball player. Who was that?
All-time?
Yeah.
Oh, man, Sam Bowie. I went to class with him.
Really?
That was, I believe we were in college at the same time. I believe you were, I don't know if people know that about you, Tim, that you were playing with Mr. Michael Jordan in 82, yeah. But I was sitting in communications class with Sam Bowie.
There you go. Good stuff.
I want to be a part of the conversation.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan lived in my hometown, Wilmington, but I was probably like in grade school when you guys were talking about it.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for reminding us, Sarah.
Well, as usual, Doug, you win nothing. but our appreciation for playing. And we go now to not so hot off the press, but definitely happening. Sarah?
So in not so hot off the press today, we wanted to announce to everybody, in case you didn't see on VRM Intel or you haven't been surfing Netflix lately, that there is a new vacation rental series called Stay Here that's streaming on Netflix. And I'm ashamed to say I haven't even watched it yet. Tim didn't even know about it, so I know that many of you don't know about it. So let's watch it over the next month. A lot of my staff have seen it, and they said it's actually very well done. It features a TV personality and interior designer named Genevieve Gorder and a real estate expert, Peter Lorimer. And I think I've seen Peter Lorimer on other shows. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they show vacation rentals, and they come in, and Genevieve gives advice. You know, I'm going to be eating this up, Tim, gives advice on how to change the vacation rental to be more attractive online and for people to have nice decor and how to make it comfortable for guests. And then Peter explains the best vacation rentals to buy and why guests, their tastes are changing, and gives more of the business side of it, of how to get higher revenue. I know one mega manager was featured on there. I think they've also shown people trying to do it on their own. So far, it's 8 episodes and apparently really well done. So let's all take a look and then we can comment later.
I'm sure our listeners will enjoy it. That's going to be the target audience for sure. The 300-400 people that regularly listen to us. So I'm sure they'll be tuning in. Doug, how about you? You going to be watching that one too?
Yeah, I'm going to. I pay, I think, $10 a month for Netflix for my kids. Now I got to call and get the login.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. My sophomore in high school maybe can show me how to do it tonight. That'd be great.
Even when you're doing technology, you have to call to get the technology.
Good. Touche. To wrap it up with our guest, Doug Kennedy of the Kennedy Training Network. Doug specializes in reservation sales training, hospitality training. They do mystery shopping as well. And you can find him at KennedyTrainingNetwork.com. Thanks again, old pal. We'll see you in Las Vegas very soon.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Sarah. Nice to see you again. Almost see you.
Bye, Tim. Thanks. This was great. And I can't wait for my reservation agents to take a listen, see what they think. Appreciate it. Bye, guys.
All right, Sarah. So long.